And now, this is the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, on the edge of the forest, there lived a little girl with her mother. Her grandmother lived in a house in the middle of the forest, deep inside. And Little Red Riding Hood used to take a basket of goodies to her grandmother every week to protect her from the wild animals in the woods. Her grandmother made her a red riding hood to wear. This was a magic hood that protected her whenever she wore it. And her grandmother told her never to take off the hood unless she was in a safe place. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother gave her a basket of goodies to take to grandmother and told the girl, "Now go straight to grandmother's house and don't stop on the way and make sure you don't talk to strangers." And so Little Red Riding Hood started out through the woods wearing her red hood. All of a sudden, from behind a tree, popped a wolf. "Where are you going, little girl?" said the wolf. "I'm going to my grandmother's house in the middle of the woods," said Little Red Riding Hood. "I'm bringing her a basket of goodies," the wolf said. "Does she keep her door open, little girl?" Little Red Riding Hood said, "Oh, no, she keeps her door locked, except when she's sick and knows that I'm coming, because otherwise animals could come in. I just knock on the door, and I say, 'It's me, it's Little Red Riding Hood.' Then she knows it's me, and she opens the door." "Oh, that's very interesting," said the wolf. "I have an idea. Why don't you stop off over there and pick some nice mushrooms and flowers to put into your basket of goodies?" So Little Red Riding Hood went to a glen to pick some mushrooms and flowers, and while she was busy, the wolf ran on ahead to the house in the middle of the forest where Grandma lived. The wolf knocked on the door, and Grandma said, "Who's there?" And the wolf pretended to use Little Red Riding Hood's voice and said, "It's me, it's Little Red Riding Hood." So Grandma opened the lock and opened the door, and the wolf ran inside and quickly ate her up without even chewing. Then the wolf put on Grandma's hat and got inside of Grandma's bed and waited. Soon there was a knock on the door, and the wolf now pretended to be Grandma and said, "Who's there?" "It's me. It's Little Red Riding Hood. Come on in. I'm feeling sick, and I left the door open for you." Little Red Riding Hood came into the house, and there she saw the wolf in bed with a blanket pulled up to his chin and Grandma's hat on his head. The wolf said, "Come a little closer to me, my dear, and take off your hood." But Little Red Riding Hood thought there was something wrong. She said, "But, Grandma, what big eyes you have. All the better to see you with, my dear. Now take off your hood." So Little Red Riding Hood came closer and started taking off her hood. "But, Grandma, what a big nose you have. All the better to smell you with, my dear," said the wolf. Then Little Red Riding Hood almost took her hood off and said, "But, Grandma, what big teeth you have. All the better to eat you with, my dear," said the wolf, and he jumped out of bed and was just about to eat up Little Red Riding Hood when A handsome woodchopper was passing by and heard her screams inside the house. He ran inside and hit the wood over the head. Yeah, hit the wolf over the head and knocked him out. Then Little Red Riding Hood got Grandma's scissors and cut open the wolf's belly. Out stepped Grandma. She took some stones and heated them up in the fire and put them inside the wolf's belly so they were nice and warm. Then she sewed the wolf back closed with her needle and thread, and they carried the wolf outside the house, closed the door, and locked it. When the wolf woke up, he couldn't remember what happened. He felt the warm stones in his belly and thought that he had eaten up Grandma and Little Red Riding Hood. Then he got very thirsty and went down to the river to drink. As the wolf leaned over to drink the water, the heavy stone pulled him in, and he sank to the bottom of the river and was never heard from again. And that's the story of Little Red Riding Hood.